Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from Presbyterian Medical Services Festival of Trees, to talk a little bit about this year's festival, which will be here before you know it, even though it's only October, but the holidays are quickly approaching. So let me introduce my guests to you this morning. Welcome them back to KSJE. Jill Adair is here, the Region Director for PMS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Well, thank you for having us.
You bet. You bet. Great to see you. Also, Kristen Santasun is back with me. She is the chair of the Festival of Trees Committee this year. A big job. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome back to KSJE. And Carrie Olson is here this morning, also from Presbyterian Medical Services. Carrie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to see all of you this morning to be here to talk about the Festival of Trees. And of course, full disclosure, I have to say that I'm a board member, proud board member of Presbyterian Medical Services. And so it's great to be able to talk about this wonderful holiday event, which is really one of my favorite events and helps us kick off the holiday season. I think it's probably all of our favorite events, although Christian, as chair, is it still your favorite event?
It is.
Okay. All right. So far, so good. That's good to know. Well, let's get started and talk a little bit about the festival. We have the schedule here, and things kind of get kicked off on the 28th this year, right?
They do. They do on a Tuesday. So this is our 21st year of doing Festival of Trees.
Okay.
And our second year of starting it a day early.
Gotcha. Okay. And of course, it'll be open to the public beginning on the 28th.
Beginning on the 28th in the evening, starting at 5:30
right.
in the evening.
And the festival is always free for the public to go in and look at the trees.
Yes, always free. Doesn't cost a thing to come in, look through them. And if you decide to put a ticket into a bucket, it's 50 cents a ticket.
That hasn't changed either.
That hasn't
how
changed.
How many years? 21 years at least, right?
21 years.
Okay.
Yes. We wanted to keep that really affordable, you know, for everybody that wants to be able to come in.
Right, right. Yeah. But you have a lot of other programs, special programs and events during that week that we want to talk about this morning. How many trees, wreaths, things do we have so far for this year's festival? Carrie, is that a question for you?
Yeah. So right now, normally we don't get a lot until after Halloween, but right now we already have almost 20 trees. And mm-hmm. then last year we had 90 entries total. So
wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're off to a really great start.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. And you'll be back at the Civic Center, as you mentioned.
Back at the Civic Center,
and that should fill the Civic Center pretty well.
It's going to fill us up just like we did last year. We were on a little bit of overflow, so we were really, really excited about that.
Very, very good. And so let's talk about some of the other events that you have planned for the festival, and we have some other things that we can share.
Sure.
Lunch with the Trees will be happening on Wednesday, the 29th.
Yes. That will be happening on the 29th. That is our first big event, if you will. Those tickets are $10 a person, and you get quite a bit with that. You have a barbecue sandwich, you have chips, you have Coke, you have cookies. You're going to get a couple of free tickets. So you get quite a bit with that, and that sponsor is Distracted Driving, to end distracted driving. So this is a really great time to be able to come out during the lunch period, you know, and maybe grab some of your besties with you and come through and still get some tickets to put into the trees.
Right, right. Very good. And so can folks get tickets now or are they first, they're already on sale?
Yes. So all of our events are currently online and ready to be purchased.
Okay. So if you point your phone at the screen and go to that QR code, yep, you can buy a ticket. And because these do sell out, do they not? Some of these events tend to sell out?
Some of the events do. So the Lunch with the Trees, we don't have a cutoff amount. But some of our events that we'll be talking about today do have a cutoff.
Okay. So if you're one of those folks who maybe tried to get into maybe a story time or another event that gets sold out, maybe listening to the show this morning maybe prompt you to buy your tickets now, and then you don't worry about being sold out.
And Teddy Bear Story Time, which you'll hear from Kristen here in a little bit about, truly is one of our events that does sell out very quickly.
Got it.
And we've already sold probably half the tickets.
I was going to say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We have 100 sold out of 150.
Holy smokes. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Lunch with the Trees. Tickets are $10 again, and that's going to be happening on Wednesday, the 29th, from 11:30 to 1:30, and you can also do to-go orders, it looks like, too, in addition to sitting amongst the trees for lunch.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. And then the mayor is going to get involved?
The mayor's going to get involved. So this is something new that we started last year. And we did a kind of a just a special opening on that Tuesday to kind of kick off as well with the tree lighting, and did a special reading. And this year we're opening it to the public, and we're going to do it on Wednesday. So it'll be that evening at 5:30. We were hoping that people, you know, as they get off work and pick up kiddos from daycare and schools, you know, to come by, and we're going to do the mayor and Santa and Mrs. Claus, they're going to be doing a reading, and it'll just be kind of neat. It's just a kind of a really magical time as well, and this is free. It's a total free event. We may have some special guests that may pop up here and there throughout the...
Okay, all right.
That may pop up out. And then...
Better check on that security at Civic Center. I don't
know. We are going to have to check on that security. You are correct.
All right.
Then from there, we will be heading out to do the tree lighting. And the city has some special fun activities with doing some games and stuff with books. It's going to be really neat. So the opportunity for kiddos to go home with some books. So it's going to be a really fun...
Nice.
Night.
And this is, of course, the city tree on the lawn of the Civic Center, just outside of the Festival of Trees, that will have the big lighting ceremony.
The big lighting ceremony.
At about 6 p.m. after the mayor's story time, about 5:30.
Yes.
Is when that will be. Okay.
Yes. All right. And they'll have some cocoa and some activities out there, and then everyone can still come on in and enjoy the festival inside. And we'll also have our concession stand as well. And there we will, and the Rotary, by the way, is also the sponsor of the reading with the mayor this
year. Very good. Okay. Then here's the story time. Kristen, you're on. This is you, right? This is one of the events that you want to talk about this morning, because it is a really popular event, as we've been talking about, and it does tend to sell out audiences. So if this is something that you want to be a part of for your little one, tickets are available today.
Yes, and already halfway sold out.
Yes.
So if you want to go, get your tickets now.
Right.
There's two teddy bear story times, so two sessions, and you'll notice on the website you have to pick which session that you want your tickets for. And this is just a really wonderful time to come together. You get a special treat. You get to hear some fun stories and sing some sweet songs and view the trees in a smaller, more intimate setting with the kiddos, and they can have, you know, take a peek and look around and put their raffle tickets in.
Right. Very important. Now, do we know with the tickets that are sold already, is it about even for both sessions, or is one more popular than another, Carrie? Do you know?
The second session is almost sold out. The first session probably has about half left.
All right.
And that's because we have the little ones come in as groups.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a big group coming in.
So there's less tickets available for the 10:30 session as there are available for the 9 o'clock session, just for folks who are planning their... But they'll know when they go to the website if the number that they want is available. But now would be the time to apparently buy them, because if you wait even till the end of the month, you might be out of luck.
You might be out of luck.
Okay.
There, we truly do have limited seating.
Right. And so that's limited. And, gosh, it's maybe almost time to do a third session. I don't know. What do you think,
you guys? We may have to.
Says the guy who doesn't do any work to make it happen. Let's do another, a third one.
I'd like to put a mention on this really quick. Is that we have a lady that hand makes bears, and each child gets a bear, so that's why that's another reason why it's limited, is because they get special gifts.
You only have one lady who's making all those bears.
Yeah, she's done it for years, and we appreciate her.
How wonderful. And some sponsors for this event too that we should probably mention to thank them for being a sponsor, right?
Yes, so we have Bob and Jan Hubert, who have sponsored this event for years and also graciously volunteer with several aspects of our committee, the grandparents of Festival of Trees.
Nice.
That's a
nice.
Great way to look at that.
Absolutely. Yes.
They are our caretakers. Yes. And then Kiwanis and Manchester Agency is also supporting this event this year.
Very good. Very good. So it's Teddy Bear Story Time again for the radio audience. It's Thursday, November 30th. Two sessions. First one's at 9, and the next one is at 10:30 during the Festival of Trees. So get your tickets quickly, or else you may be sorry that you missed out. Coffee Break with the Trees is back.
Yes.
Very good. And that event is on Friday?
Yes, it is on Friday. And this is a wonderful time in the morning to come together and have some tasty breakfast and have coffee. It is a very popular event. Basin Health Companies is our gracious sponsors for this. And so we encourage, there's not a cap on these tickets either. So
you can accommodate a bigger crowd.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But it is a really wonderful social time, especially for businesses, and a time to get together early in the morning and spread that Christmas spirit.
Very good. $8 tickets are $8. Can we get them at the door, or should we buy them ahead of time?
Both.
Both.
Both. It's probably a little bit easier to buy them ahead of time, I think. You know, just to makes it a little bit easier coming in, we'll call and they get their mug. Everybody gets a really nice, a collectible mug for this event. And it's really not it's not just a few pastries. It's a smorgasbord, I think, of a whole bunch of items. So it's a really great breakfast.
Nice. And I know a lot of folks in the past have maybe gotten their work group together maybe and come down for this event, or just again, if you're not working, you can get your friends together and go down for coffee with the trees with the extra stuff that you get to do.
Yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Again, that's a Friday event, 8 to 10 a.m. During the Festival of Trees. Very, very good. And then there's a senior social event later on Friday afternoon.
There is. So senior social is a great time for those that maybe don't want to come with all of the excessive noise. Coffee Break is just, it's that time again, like you just mentioned, for everyone that meets all of their friends and you know, coworkers and whatnot. So it gets a little bit noisier, if you will. But in regards to senior social time, it's just a wonderful time to be able to bring your grandparents, and it's just so much more laid back. You know, we have Sheldon Pickering will be doing the entertainment that day, and so he does a phenomenal job as well. And our sponsors for this event is the Guardian Angel and Edward Jones and Blue Cross Blue Shields. And this event is free to attend.
And there'll be a little bit of snacks and refreshments, I think, offered to folks who are there. And this is from 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
On Friday, December 1st. So a little less maybe crowded situation, perhaps.
It usually is. You know, it usually is. And it's just the environment is, you know, it's not as overstimulating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it can get pretty
stimulating
at the Festival of Trees, for lack of a better term. That's very true. Very good. And then later on Friday, you have a Santa Sleigh Ride event this year, and that will be throughout downtown Farmington.
Yes.
So this event is going to be our third year. Is that right?
Yes.
Our third year doing Santa City Ride. This does sell out fairly quickly. We always have very sad participants when they show up that day. So get your tickets early if you are interested. They're ready to be sold. But there is a horse-drawn carriage that will take you through downtown. And we'll have people who help you sing some Christmas carols while you're doing that. And then there's s'more roasting, and you get hot chocolate. And then, of course, you always can extend your evening into the trees and drop your raffle tickets off. It's a really wonderful and magical night outside of the Civic Center.
So. Nice. As the horse-drawn carriage takes you through downtown, a little loop ride, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. Tickets are $10, and so there is a limited number of those because there's a limited number of spots on the carriage,
correct.
I suppose.
Yeah.
And so, again, buying your tickets sooner than later might be good advice.
Yes.
So you don't have some disappointed people on the 1st of December. So, okay. And there may or may not be snow, so you're ready for either contingency, right? Very good.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, what else is coming up? Yep. What else? Did you want to add something else about this?
I just wanted to say for AirStar and Fundamentals are our sponsors for that event. So thank you.
Very good. That's important because without the sponsors, you really couldn't do a lot of what you're doing with the Festival of Trees for this almost week-long event.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll talk about some of the other sponsors, too, here in just a moment. And then, of course, we have to talk about the gala, the 21st gala celebration on Saturday, December 2nd.
Yes, so this is our second year doing this. This is the event technically will really close on Saturday to the public in regards to buying the tickets and everything to the trees. So everything there for the trees coming in from the public, we will seize those ticket sales at noon, and we will be closing that down at noon. And then that evening, we will do our we're selling the 21st year festival trees, but it is technically our second year for doing our gala. And this event is so fun that we just, last year we were celebrating our 20th year, and we just had so many people in the community that really, really enjoyed it. And they were like, please do this again. So here we are doing it again. And I'm just really looking forward to it. It's a great time to kind of finish off our week. And we'll have lots of dinner and dancing. And there are some special raffle tickets that will be available for that evening. And also, if you are attending the gala, you will still be able to purchase your tickets for the trees, and it'll be the last time you could kind of go through. I'm all about layering those tickets into those buckets.
That's a strategy.
It is a strategy. Right. And so that'll be your last time to be able to go through and do that. And then that evening, we will do the drawing for the special raffle as well.
So that special raffle is separate from the tree raffle, just to be clear.
Just to be clear, yes. And there's kind of some bigger items. We have some experiences in there, and fly fishing trips and, Tico Time and things like that. And we have some jewelry and all sorts of kind of just really special, neat different things.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Very good. And these tickets for the gala, $75 a
person? Yeah, $75 a person or $700 for the table.
Okay. And you still have tables available a company wants to buy a table or sponsor a table?
This is also limited seating because, again, we have all the trees. So that's also what makes it so magical is having, being able to eat and sit and visit with your friends amongst the trees. And we have a dance floor, so there is truly limited. So we have, I think, about maybe 12 tables left.
Okay. Compared to another event in the whole ballroom, like the Mayor's Ball, perhaps that has a lot more people and a lot more tables. So this is pretty limited. So if folks are thinking about sponsoring a table, again, buying your ticket, getting your reservation in sooner than later.
Yes, absolutely.
Would be the advice. But that is happening on December 2nd, the last time to see the trees. And I guess then those participants, as you mentioned, get a chance to put in the actual tree raffle tickets for the drawing that will happen the next day on Sunday.
Absolutely. So the next day, so we will be doing our drawing at noon on Sunday, and it will be Facebook Live. It will not be live, meaning at the Civic Center for everybody like what we've done historically.
You don't have to come in person to witness the drawing.
No.
That's right.
No, and you don't have to be present, clearly, because we will be doing it live on Facebook. And from then, after we get done with all of the drawings of everything, then you will come and pick up your tree from 1 to 3. And literally, for those that haven't done this before, you are literally picking up the tree and all the gifts and goodies underneath it, putting it in the back of a truck or a car or however that is.
Driving it down the street, whatever you got to do.
Driving it down the street and put it right there in your living room.
That's right. Instant Christmas.
Instant Christmas.
It's instant Christmas.
Amazing.
It really is. That's true. And you all know what you're doing so well. You have a phone bank of people who call these winners and let them know that they have won so they can come and get it. So we love them to watch the live drawing, of course, but if you're not and you're running around, you will get notified that you have won a tree.
Tree, yes, absolutely. You just have to make sure your cell phone's on.
Yes.
And make sure you answer that unknown number that you're not going to recognize.
Right, between noon and 1 on that Sunday.
Yes.
It could be an instant Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
Or wreath or something else.
So, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Very good. And I do want to go back to the gala because we did not mention the sponsors, which I know is really important to thank them for their sponsorship.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Scott, for that. So, Dugan Productions is our or our sponsors. It's Thomas and Mary Dugan.
Their foundation.
That actually sponsored this big event. And, you know, they did this last year as well. And we just really, really appreciated them.
Very good. Very good. And it's a great, and another great holiday event. Of course, this week is a busy week in Farmington. It's kind of when many holiday events are happening. The parade is happening that Thursday of that week, of course. The River Glow event is happening down at the river, of course. The Luminaria event here at the college. And so lots of things are going on that week as the Festival of Trees helps to kick off the holiday season here in Farmington. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that you just mentioned the parade on Thursday.
Right.
So after the parade, we invite you to come to the Civic Center. We will have a free Santa there. So Santa kind of comes from the parade over, and you can get your picture taken.
Nice.
And there'll be children's activities. So, again, that's a free night to come. You can look at the trees, see Santa. It'll be, again, it's a fun night.
Very good. Family night, I guess, right?
Family
is that what you call it?
Correct.
There you go. And depending on the weather, you might need to go warm up at the Civic Center, or you know, if you're out at the parade. We just never know what to expect in the early December, late November weather here in Farmington. So that is very, very true. And the other big thing that I want to mention, because we're almost out of time this morning, everybody, is that all the proceeds from the Festival of Trees stay local and support the many services and programs of Presbyterian Medical Services, which is why I'm so proud to be a board member of this organization, because I can see how it helps people in our local community. And Jill, can you kind of let us know kind of how that money is used? And now after 21 years, I mean, it's made some big differences, hasn't it?
You know, absolutely, absolutely. So as everybody knows, we are a very large corporation throughout the state of New Mexico. However, in this region, we have our five different programs. So we have our Farmington Community Health Center, Total Behavioral Health, Project Shield, Roundtree Children's Developmental Services, and our children's services, which is our Head Start, Early Head Start, Pre-K and Home Visiting. So the money that we raise from this is strictly for this region. It's strictly for our county of all five of our programs. And so what the money goes towards are those things that aren't reimbursable, those things that we don't get paid, you know, back for services. So for example, in Roundtree, if they are needing, if there's a family that is needing a special walker or needing some thumb loops or special utensils to eat with, you know, those are things that we utilize in our therapy aspect with occupational therapy and physical therapy for those families. And then last year we were able to purchase some cameras actually to go inside our sobering center, and that's down at our Total facility. And that was really needed because that's a 24-hour facility to work with that inebriate population. And so, you know, we were needing to make sure for some extra safety. You know, so it's things like that. You know, our Project Shield program, they do all of their activities are out and about in the community for 6.5 hours a day, 5 days a week. So those activities that the staff need to do with those individuals, the staff portion isn't covered if there's a fee for something. So it's things like that. And it's just so important that, you know, for everyone to really realize that, again, all the funds stay here. It's all local. It all stays right here.
Good point. Very good point. As much as we love Santa Fe, they don't get any of the money from the Festival of Trees.
They don't get any of the money because often people are like, oh, your corporation is just going to go to Santa Fe. But it doesn't. It doesn't. It all stays right here.
Right. And as a board member, I can assure you that that's the case. So that's important for a lot of folks I know. And I know a lot of folks just make the Festival of Trees an annual family tradition. Mm-hmm. They come to the Civic Center. They enjoy the trees. Maybe they get some inspiration for their own tree in case they don't win a tree. But I know there's a lot of folks who have different theories on those tickets. And how do you fold them? What do you leave a corner open? Do you layer it like Jill said? How do you make sure that maybe you are drawn as the winner on that drawing at noon on Sunday? So there's a lot of theory. You ask anyone and they'll give you a different strategy.
They will. Absolutely.
Yeah, they will.
Absolutely. And I think last but not least, I'm going to let Carrie talk a little bit about our volunteers.
Carrie, yes, please do.
As you can hear and see, it takes a village to put this on. It's quite a bit of legwork, and so we just would love to ask anybody who would like to volunteer, even if it's for an hour, to sell tickets, or if one of these events just jumps out at you and you want to be part of that, we'd like for you to do that. You can go on our website, and that is PMS festivalofttrees.org, and there is a volunteer button. Just fill that out and we'll give you a call. It's really fun. We become a family that week because we're there the entire week. It's a great way to get involved with the community. The other way is if you have a company or a business that would like to do gift cards. One of our very favorite is our gift card tree. People love that. And we really would love, you know, even if it's a $25 gift card, we just give us a call and we'll come pick it up if you'd like to volunteer that way. If you'd like to do a tree, obviously, we would love that. And then if you would like to sponsor, we'd love that even more.
Right. Still room for all of those things, right? Still room for all of those things as part of the Festival of Trees this year. And it's a really great organization to be a part of. And I know those gift card trees get really popular.
Very.
During the festival. And they add up. Those $25, $50 gift cards. I mean, you can go there and there's maybe, I don't know, $700 worth of gift cards, if not more.
Last year we had four trees and each one of them are worth $1,000.
Okay. See, I'm off. I was off.
But that was good.
That was good. I know. That's awesome.
We have a very generous community and we appreciate that.
We definitely do. That's very true. And we see it every year, especially around the holiday time. So it's wonderful to see. Any other sponsors that we need to thank for their participation this year?
Yes. So our overall presenting sponsor is Marion Oil and Gas. So we just really want to give a big shout out to them. They have truly been a blessing to us. They have been an overall sponsor for probably pushing 10 years. So we want to say thank you.
Very good. Thanks to all the sponsors and, of course, to all those that have been with PMS for the 21 years.
21 years.
Wow. Amazing. The event is old enough to drink.
I know
it. Okay. There you go. I said it. You guys didn't. That's okay. But there you are. Thank you all very much for coming in this morning. It's always great to see you. And again, the Festival of Trees is one of my very favorite holiday events, and it really goes to a great cause. So thank you for the work that you all do.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see you at the Civic Center. My guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.